Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 26, The Bhattacharya is Converted, Part 4, Why Have You Changed the Original Verse? One day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came before Lord Chaitanya, offered respects, and began to read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto. This verse dealt with Lord Brahma's prayers to Lord Krishna. Tate nukampang su samikshamano bhunjana evatma kritang vipakam hridvag vapurbhir vididhan namaste jiveta yo bhakti pade sadaya bhak. A person who devotes his or her mind, body, and speech to the service of the Lord, even though in the midst of a miserable life fraught with past misdeeds, is assured of liberation. However, the Bhattacharya changed the word mukti, or liberation, to bhakti, devotional service. And so Lord Chaitanya questioned, "Why have you changed the original verse? The word is mukti, and you have changed it to bhakti." The Bhattacharya then replied that mukti is not as valuable as bhakti, and that mukti is actually a sort of punishment for the pure devotee. So for this reason, Sarvabhauma changed the word mukti to bhakti. The Bhattacharya then began to explain his realization of bhakti. Anyone who does not accept the transcendental personality of Godhead and his transcendental form cannot know the absolute truth. And one who does not understand the transcendental nature of the body of Krishna becomes Krishna's enemy and defies or fights with Krishna. The enemies eventually merge into Krishna's Brahman effulgence. Such mukti or liberation into the Brahman effulgence is never desired by the Lord's devotees. There are 5 kinds of liberation. Number 1, attaining the planet where the Lord resides. 2, associating with the Lord. 3, attaining a transcendental body like that of the Lord. Number 4, attaining opulence like the Lord. And 5, merging into the existence of the Lord. And so a devotee has no particular interest in any of these types of liberation. A devotee is satisfied simply by being engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. A devotee is especially adverse to merging into the existence of the Lord and thus lose one's individual identity. Indeed, the devotee considers oneness with the Lord to be hellish. However, a devotee will accept one of the 4 other kinds of liberation in consideration for being engaged in the service of the Lord. And out of the 2 possibilities of merging into transcendence, namely becoming one with the impersonal Brahman effulgence, or becoming one with the personality of Godhead, the latter is more abominable to the devotee. For the devotee has no aspiration other than engaging in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And so upon hearing all this, Lord Chaitanya informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that there is another purport to the word mukti. For the word mukti pade directly indicates the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead has innumerable liberated souls engaged in his transcendental loving service, and Krishna is the ultimate resort of liberation. In any case, Krishna is the ultimate shelter.
Yes, my lord, but despite your reading,
I still prefer bhakti to mukti. Although, according to you, there are two meanings to the word mukti, still, because this word is equivocal, I prefer bhakti to mukti, because when one hears the word mukti, one immediately thinks of becoming one with the Supreme. I therefore even hate to utter the word mukti. However, I am very enthusiastic to speak of bhakti. Lord Chaitanya laughed very loudly at this and embraced the Bhatta Acharya with great love. Thus, Sarvabhauma, who had taken pleasure in explaining Mayavadi philosophy, became such a staunch devotee that the Bhatta Acharya even hated to utter the word mukti. And this is only possible by the causeless mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For the Lord is like a touchstone, and by His grace, Lord Chaitanya can turn iron into gold. After his conversion, everyone marked the great change in Sarvabhauma, and they concluded that this change was made possible only by the inconceivable power of Lord Chaitanya. They thus took it for granted that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Lord Krishna himself. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 26, The Bhatta Acharya is Converted, Part 4. Why Have You Changed the Original Verse? Recorded September 15, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.